enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I tell the story all the time of one of my brothers. I worked with him for a year at a place called Harrington and King. It was a perforating company on the west side of Chicago. And when he was first saved, he ran, you know, he was gangster. And when he got saved, guys on his job knew him, the old him. So one guy in particular said, "I'm going to see how saved this joker is." In front of all the people in there, they rode forklifts and all that during the one time. He got all of them around, and he started fronting him, started cussing him out, pushing him. And now my brother, you know, I knew him, and, you know, you didn't have to push him. You just look at him. And you got a fight on your head. That's that person he was. But he got pushed, got talked about, you know, but he had a bona fide relationship with God. And he stood the test. That gentleman, his name was Brother Johnson, till today, and it's 40 years or so, or more, I don't know, maybe 40 years, they are still real, real close. Brother Johnson got saved. A bunch of other guys on the job got saved because somebody had enough God. And see, when you're fresh in God, a lot of times you got a lot of God in there working because it's new to you. And, you know, sometimes you get older in Christ. So it can work either way. Sometimes you get older and, you know, you get wiser. You know, you're not so saved. You know the parameters. You know what you can do. And, you know, I just repent after this. You know, this joke ain't going to talk to me like that. You know. But when you're first there, it's like, it's all for Jesus. Come on, it costs him everything, it costs you everything. It's got to be all for Jesus. And when it was, Brother Johnson got saved, a bunch of people on that job got saved. And are saved still today, as far as I know. But it was because somebody stood and allowed God to fill them richly. You know how it was when you were first born again. Do you remember that? Come on, how many remember when you were first? I'm not talking about almost saved. I'm not talking about joining the church. I'm talking about when God saved you. Child, please. When God saved you. I remember when I got saved, stuff sounded different. People, you know, they say your hands look, my hands didn't look new, but people look different. Come on, I remember when the Holy Ghost came on me, I felt like I could jump up out of the church. I'm serious, I just went to jumping. And I'm thinking, wow, how high am I jumping? I was jumping as high as I could. People were just like, whoa. But you know, all the shackles, all the stuff that kind of holds you hostage, God broke them chains. Come on, I said that when them chains broke. It was like a freedom I had never experienced before. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. See, that's how God wants you to be around, not just for your own benefit, because there are Gentiles. There are prophets, apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, miracle workers, administrators that are out there that hadn't found their way yet. And they need some light. They need somebody that can stand and hold the door for them to come in. Amen? So it's not just about you. Amen. It's about the Gentile. It's about a dying community coming back to life. It's about taking atmospheres and territories, establishing a kingdom. a dominion of God's here in the earth. So it's not just about you. Galatians 1, verse 15. God desires to reveal his son in us to the Gentiles so we can preach him as the hope of glory for others. You know, you ever walk up to somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time and say, hey, man, you're looking good. What you doing? And they look old and, you know, worn out, like the world has really beat them up. You say, well, you know, hey, it ain't me, it's Jesus. I say, what? Let me tell you, let me introduce you to the fountain of life. Come on. Now, you probably have people come up to you and say that, yeah, man, you look good. What you been doing? Some of y'all anyways. But you know, it's the glory, it's the Lord. Even if they don't say those words, they still see something unique about you that's different, that they don't have, that they wish they would have at some point in time. Whether it be peace, whether it be joy. You know, when the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is genuine. But people can see it. And they know theirs is superficial. They do. They listen, don't fool yourself. They never say it. People are good at hiding stuff. But when God let his light shine out of you, people see. Whether they can hate up on you, but they go home and they know there's something about Sister So-and-so. They have changed. You know what? Over time they think, you know, man, I need something in my life. Hello? That's how God will deal with people. Okay, so, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. Okay? To do what? To reveal the son in you. Who's he revealing to? He first reveals him to you by you becoming rich. But then it doesn't stop there. To reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen. He wants to reveal himself to the world. Wants everybody to see he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all in your domain, wherever your feet tread, all should hear that they can make a choice to serve him, to follow him, or to say no to him, but to make the choice to reveal Christ or to reveal his son in me. Now listen, this is the way of approval to multiply. You know, one of my first loves, first country I ever went into was Mexico. First foreign nation, I believe, that I actually went into to do missions. The second one was Haiti. And I think the most traveled one down through the years, and it's, I'm celebrating 34 years of having gone into Haiti, right? I think it's 30 years, I'm sorry, 30 years of going into the island of Haiti. And I got to thinking about that. I said, time seemed to fly. But you know what? When you reveal Christ in your domain, now that's a domain that God has had me in, that Jamaica, Trinidad, South Africa, East Africa, some parts of West Africa, and other places, that's been a domain to reveal Christ. But do you know that God, before any of it happened, he stamped his approval? Amen. Let me just talk on a personal level. I can speak like this. I remember the service. I believe it really started when Bishop R.L. Mitchell was preaching, and he was preaching on Isaiah 6. I believe it was Isaiah 6. Where the train of the Lord filled the temple. And he said, who shall go for us? Whom shall we send? And it's like the frequency in me, the little baby at the time at 21 years old, the little baby in me leaped. And I remember saying, Lord, I'll go. I didn't even know what I was talking about at the time. I just, you know, I was just so excited. There was such a frequency that was coming. I said, Lord, I'll go. Send me. That was back then. But now, I'm saying that to say this, Haiti has been one country that we've gone into, even groups of have gone. Brother Willie and I went just this last time in March, but we've sown a lot of seed. And you know what? Everywhere we go now, just about everywhere we go, like I was talking to, just as an example, we opened up that gymnasium. We were there till, these guys were there till about midnight last night. But just a lot, how many guys were there last night? You know? About 40 of them showed up last night. So it's growing. This is just the second week. And on this particular night, these are college students. And this one guy can play ball really, really well. And so he stayed after with us. You know, we were just kind of just a few of us that know each other. My son, myself, and a few of the guys that we know well stayed there. And I was kind of locking up, just checking things. And I got to talking to him. I said, you know, you got a really good game. Have you played anywhere? He never played anywhere. He's only 21 years old. And I said, you know, stay in shape. Keep working on your game, because if opportunity knocks, you want preparation to open the door. I said, there's some stuff that's going to come to the city. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you, there's some things that are coming to the city that's going to be on another level in a lot of different vocations, one of them being professional basketball and sports. And watch what I tell you. It's going to happen in this city. But I got to talking, then I heard a little accent. I said, where you from? He said, Lago Nava. I said, where? He said, Lago Nava. I said, Ansangle? He said, no. He said, some little place there. I said, I've been there before. I said, I've been there a number of times, as a matter of fact. And we got to talking, and I got to thinking, and the Lord said, he's from Haiti. You've sown a lot of seed in Haiti. Most of the AAU team that we had were Haitian young men. And they ball, too. They play hard. They're good basketball. I mean, bar none, they're good basketball players. But, and I'm thinking, Lord, okay, the seed is starting to come up. Amen. But see, what? The richness there didn't just stay there. It began to be revealed to the Gentile. And where we have sown seed, see, in your vocation, where you have sown seed, expect the harvest. Expect something great. A prophet prophesied here one Sunday morning, and God brought that to my attention just last night as I was talking to that young man, because we laughed. I just said, you know, God, you just are something else. The prophet prophesied and said, for every nation that you go into, God's going to raise up seven more. He's going to raise up seven. And I was thinking, now what is he talking about? And I got to think, okay, we've gone into this particular nation. Now in about, I won't say quite seven domains, God is starting to raise up this seed. Do you understand what I mean? Not just in other countries, but in that one country, there are like seven different domains. In the domain of sports, in the domain of the church, in the domain of different areas of education, all kind of things are starting to crop up. And these young men, these young women are from that island. In other words, it's like God is saying, I'm sending the seed. Seeds that you have planted are going to start coming up. So I want you to start expecting. That's why you have to be a sower. That's why, you know, don't keep it to yourself. Sow the seed. It's going to come up. It's got to come up. It has to produce after its kind.
We have come to the close of part 3 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. When you go through your trial, look to God. Let him work the word in you. There is much work to be done, and it is important that you are effectively equipped. God's kind intentions towards you are not just for you. It is to reveal his Son in you to the Gentiles so that you can preach to them with your life the hope of glory. You must grow to a place where your testimony is, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Rise in stature, take dominion. You have been approved to multiply.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.